Hi, my name is Bev Sim, and I have a story to tell you all. I know and have seen objects in the sky, which we call sightings. It all began the day after my boyfriend Mike had seen the most amazing and such detailed structure sighting in the sky on Radar Road, just going towards Hanmer. Ever since that day, in January of 95, I've always been looking out for the flying objects and have been successful at viewing them. They all weren't as detailed as Mike's, though. All of my sightings were mostly with Mike. The sightings that I've seen with him were smaller. For instance, we were coming home one night in January or February of 96, and at the intersection of Horseshoe Lake Road and Highway 69, we seen in the sky overhead on the right-hand side was an object dancing around, moving up and down and around side to side. It was really bright. No, that was the black triangle we had seen. It was like black triangle. You could see, it was dark out, but you could still see the shape. You know what I mean? Like, the sky was black, but this was blacker. Like, you could see the shape. It was really, really amazing. Okay? I have always had similar sightings ever since then. Except for just recently, in July, summer of 98. I was sitting on Nepawassee Lake Road on a houseboat with my girlfriend, her two kids, and my niece. I was just sitting there and looking to my right outside. We were talking. I noticed this thing above the trees. It was so close that you could almost touch it. It was just, the trees were right ahead, like not far, eyes view, like right on the shoreline almost, because we were anchored towards the shore. And it was going in between the trees down, and then it came up again, and then it kept going down. And it just stayed in that one spot doing like this, going up and down, and then just, I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but they weren't, and I had to really make sure before I told anybody, eh? So I turned around and I said, "Hey guys, look at this." They said, "What?" I said, "Look at that between those trees over there. What does that look like to you? It's not a star, is it?" And they were looking and looking and watching, and it was moving, and they're like, "What is that, Pep?" I said, "I don't know. It's pretty nice though, eh?" Because it almost looked like a diamond, shiny, shiny, bright yellow, like, well, diamonds aren't yellow, but it was just shiny and bright and pretty, and it was like it was observing something on the ground, because it stayed there for a long time. Like, just, it would stay still, and then it would move a little bit, or it would go up and down, or it would just stay still. And we looked at it for almost an hour, and I couldn't look anymore. So I decided to go to bed, and so did everybody else. But after we were sleeping, Billy, the one most curious one of them all, he was really excited about this. He got up. He just couldn't sleep. He had to watch it until it went away. It was a good 2 hours before it took off. And when it took off, he said it took off, it turned blue, a sharp blue, and just, when it took off, it's like you could see like a sheer of blue right behind it. You know, it just took off so fast. It was really neat. So, after that, Mike and I went fishing. It was the second weekend, or second or third week in August. The first week in August, we went fishing to Little Panage Lake. And just as we were packing up, I looked up and we saw something in the sky, same thing that I had saw on Nepawassee Lake. So I was just watching, we were packing up, we started to leave, and it followed us! No kidding, it followed us! It was going the same speed as us, it was following us, it was really close to us, like trees, the height maybe about, I don't know, 15 feet. 25 feet, but it was close, like the highest tree that I could see with my eyes. And it was just falling. Mike was driving, I was watching. And as we were going through Lively and Naughton and all those lights, every time we had to stop at a red light, it would stop. It would stop and it would just stay there. Or it would move side to side, but it wouldn't take off. It wouldn't go on the left-hand side. It just stayed there. And then when we started going again, it followed us again. It was really wild. And then when we got to Lorne Street, just past the Deluxe, It disappeared. I didn't see it turn blue and disappear. It just disappeared. Okay? We got to his mom's house. We were doing something in the front, and then I went into the backyard. In the backyard, it's not too bad. It's light. It's pretty dark, though. And I looked, and it was there again. Like, I could have just held it in my hand. It was so pretty. I don't know. It didn't scare me. I didn't feel scared or threatened or anything at all. I was like, well, what do they want? If it is something like that, what do they want? What are they looking at? Okay, so I just ignored it. My thing, and we went home, and it followed us from Mike's mom's to home. When we got home, went into the back parking lot, we got out of the truck, and it was about maybe 25 feet, if that, away from us, in just on the height of the trees, and just stood. It didn't move. It was there, still. And I was tired. I just wanted to go away, and I could, you know. We tried taking pictures of it. Didn't even get a picture. The picture came out black. It was an instant Polaroid picture. We took two of them. And didn't even get the trees. Like, you figure, like, we had a big light in the back that, you know, you figure with a little bit of light, you get a nice picture. Nothing. Didn't take a picture of the trees. Didn't take a picture of the surrounding areas that we were in. Nothing. It was just black. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen a picture, like, do that before. So it must have been something that did something to the camera, as far as I'm concerned, because I've never seen that before. I mean, I've known people who take pictures at night, Polaroid pictures, and it comes out, like, shows night, but you still see objects surrounding whatever, you know? It was really, really wild. I think that I'll always believe in these things, and I'll always be watching out for them and wondering and different, like, seeing if I could see bigger ones, but all the ones I've seen have been small. Nothing like Mike's. Mike's was just amazing. Amazing. I wish I could see something like that, to believe it for my own self. But even the little ones that I do see, they're just fine with me. But until I die, I'll always be wondering, you know, investigating and watching. And it's just wonderful. And I want to thank everybody who's listening to my story.